that radio station.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can I be on that radio station?
You can. You want to talk to me?
I need to talk to him.
You got to talk to him. Hold on one second.
Are you ready for a show where nothing is too taboo?
I'm waiting for like a cop to pull up. What are you doing out here on this corner, boy?
Just doing a radio show, officer.
He's like, you know, I'll be like, you looking for a good time, officer? Is that a donut on your penis, or are you just happy to see me? Oh, that's an eclair, son of a bitch.
It's a Boston cream pie.
Gosh, that's the Boston cream, baby.
And for the show where everything is fair game.
I want to put my dick on a flag and fly it above my house. I'll fucking do it. We could sing a song about it. We sell banana, B-A-N-A-N-A-S. There's our island theme song. Spell banana, B-A-N-A-N-A.
Good thought. Give me your, I don't know, what's the first thing you think of when you see your dick? That's a good thought.
Pussy.
Then put the children to bed.
Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art or this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it a sexual position?
Asian Oopaloopa, what?
Wait for it.
Oh,
I thought the people are going to be showing up to party. Oh, you done them down over here.
And pour yourself a cold one. As it's time for your only excuse to be home on Saturday nights.
First of all, has anyone ever told you that you have the laugh of a drunken schoolgirl?
Yeah, I have. Actually, that's what's gotten me laid. Yeah, I can be playing with myself.
Oh, my God. They're becoming really, really soon.
You're sitting down, stand up real quick.
I'll be right back. I'm going to go grab a bucket in case I decide to hurl.
If you hurl, you're a fucking girl.
Oh, not the pelvic thrust.
It's time for CB Radio.
November 5th, 2019, myself, Brent, and Lone Jobber were set to go live with CB Radio Not So Live talking about an AEW, I guess, full gear review. Then the card got flipped when this song played on WWE Backstage, and we spent 30-something minutes talking about CM Punk returning to WWE in some fashion. We're doing breakfast cereals, breakfast foods in like a half hour, 45 minutes. But for now, let's see how Punk is back in fucking WWE. Oh my God, Brent, what?
CM Punk does not respect CB radio structure, goddammit. We had a show, look, okay. We're going to pull the curtain back.
Let's pull it all the way back. Let's pull it all the way back. There was a conversation held. I can give you the exact time. I have timestamps. We have timestamps. It was at 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. I go, hey, Lindsay, what do you want to do tomorrow? A show or no show? We come up with a decision to do with CB Radio. Something's not going to happen. Well, Lindsay, did anything happen?
I hate it here.
Oh my God.
I was supposed to have tonight off. What the fuck?
Welcome to CB Radio, Lindsay.
God. I just want this on the record. Okay? I want everybody to hear my voice. I don't want to hear one motherfucking person who manifested this, because this is all your fault. Whatever happens from here on in is all of the IWC's fault. I don't want to hear one person complain. Not one. This is what y'all wanted. You wanted him back. You've been chanting for him. You've been cheering for him. You manifested him in AEW, and then he betrayed you in AEW, and it didn't matter because now he's back in WWE. I don't want to hear one person complain. One. Y'all take what you get, and you like it. End of discussion. Period. Not a thing. Not a word. Until the day he leaves that company. Which, no shot, giving it a year. Day he leaves that company, you are not allowed to complain about any of his booking. Anything. You have to take it and like it. Period.
So, Lindsay's happy he's back.
Lindsay's happy he's back. Sub, we're gonna get the normal CBRA stuff in a bit. You just hang there. You stay. We'll get to you in a bit.
I just wasn't sure because I didn't watch it. I was gonna watch the replay, so.
Well, we'll get to you in a
bit. Oh, just you wait!
You'll hear
just
it.
Just you wait.
We're not talking most of the show, we're just talking one thing, and you'll hear about it here in a second.
Yeah, no problem.
Alright, so, with that out of the way, I'm gonna give you the details. So, the guy, Pepsi Phil, talked to Hunter last week, had an hour-long conversation. Staff, reps, creative had no idea he walked through the back in plain sight minutes before he appeared. They cleared an area for him, or the whole area. Triple H took over calling the show in the last couple of minutes and called for the copyright logo. Even many in production did not know.
I heard Rollins had to be escorted to the back. Like, Rollins was apparently pissed.
Oh, I bet.
Here's the thing. I had read a report yesterday that had said WWE higher ups had talked to talent to say Pepsi Phil was not going to be coming back, and that if there was any kind of swerve like this, it could be taken poorly by said talent, because it was supposed to be like the high ups of talent, people like a Seth, like a, you know, Roman or whoever. It was kind of like, hey, the report I read was like, hey, he's not really coming back. And then when they lingered on the fucking copyright, I was like, oh, mm-hmm.
That it was coming. It was coming. You knew.
Fuck.
I said it
in our chat. It's not over until it fades to black. And it's Hunter booking. And Hunter loves to throw them surprises in at the end, especially right after they do the copyright flash. He's done it before. He's kind of notorious for it.
He called for it. He called for the copyright logo. He called for the music himself. He was directing this ending. Randy Orton in the press conference right now.
Well, and the thing is he got both the things he wanted then. He got the cheer for Randy, mm-hmm. because the place went nuts when Randy came out. It was the whole, we're going to play. And while we're watching the show, it's the whole, like, is Randy going to get here? We don't know. He's not here yet. What's going to happen? And I messaged Rock. I was like, shit, they're milking this for all it's worth, aren't they? And you were like, as they should.
By the way, if you would like to call into the show, we have an FU line. Just join our Discord. Jump in the FU line. If you have a comment to make, come on down. We'll add you to the call. And if you want to say anything about the return of CM Punk, a.k.a. Pepsi Phil, for the next 20 minutes, then we're going to do the actual thing. So if you have a comment you would like to make about Pepsi Phil, the FU line, do Discord, has the exclamation point Discord in chat. If you would like to join the show, that's all I'm saying about that one. You think this was a WWE decision? This is a Triple H decision. This is a Triple H decision because Triple H knows what's best for business, and he you hear it. They're not dumb. Like,
and
you don't, Lindsay, you don't count, you can't not react to it.
Lindsay?
Hmm?
What did you say? How long do you predict Phil to be here?
A year.
That's all they need him for.
That's all they need.
Go
16 months. Go to 41.
If he can stay healthy, because that's the other side of this equation, and we don't know how often he's going to be wrestling. If they're smart, they are not having him wrestle every week. They're not having him wrestle every pay-per-view. He's a featured attraction. You only bring him out when you really need him, right? you bring him out against your Seths, against your Romans, against those people, against your very, very, very top tier. No offense to what happened in AEW, but you don't debut him against somebody like Darby Allin.
No. And here's...
You debut him against someone like a Seth, where he walks out and he's like,
I'm back.
I'm back. Yeah. So about your title, let's talk about that. Because you could capitalize on the legitimate heat between those two, or he could walk out and he can look at Roman and be like, so you know, I used to have a record for that.
Well, all, he needs to do is look at Roman and go, God tier, huh? I heard what you said. And everyone will eat it up.
Everyone's going to eat it up. But here's the thing. He doesn't need a title, guys.
He doesn't need a title.
I'm answering chat. I'm talking to chat.
I know. But I'm just saying there will be an expectation that at some point he will go for one.
At some point, yeah, that's a money match. Roman and Punk is a money match. Seth and Punk is a money match. CM Punk being back does help them, especially for the next 2 months, because there's nothing going on.
Yeah.
Well, and here's the thing. There was the talk of what happens at Royal Rumble. Someone may need a competitor.
Yeah.
To get them to Mania. Guess what? If it's Pepsi, people are buying the goddamn show just for that match.
And that's great. Like, everything they're doing is perfect, and you love him or hate him, guess what? He's something to talk about. He's an attraction. Like, legitimate attraction. That's what drove people to AEW. Mm-hmm. He was an attraction. People tuned in to listen to him talk. The first Monday or Friday, he gets a live microphone. I would do Monday. I wouldn't wait until Friday. I would do Monday. You know, people are going to be tuned in to listen to hear whatever he's going to say.
I just hope they're prepared for him to take a shot. I don't think he will. I would hope that they don't go there with it, but I have a really sinking suspicion that that's what will happen.
He's going to take shots. He's going to take some shots, and that's fine.
But I just hope people are prepared for him to do that. Certain tribalists are prepared for him to do that.
Well, guess what?
Oh, they're already losing their minds. They're already, you know.
Oh, yeah, I know. Twitter's freaking out right now.
They're basically already out there going, hey, guess what? You know, it doesn't really matter. He wanted out, blah, blah, blah. He wasn't that good, blah, blah. And it's like, oh, really? Because you were the ones that were championing him, you know, bringing in a million. And here's the thing. The three of us are very rational people. And yeah, we all acknowledge, like, this is a very risky thing. This could backfire in 2 months, possibly, depending upon how things go. But at the same time, the person he had a major beef with, he sat down for 1 hour and talked with, and it could be, hey, look, what kind of things are you looking for? I'll tell you what we can do. We're going to lay this all on the table.
I have every expectation that certain behavioral promises on both sides were made. And basically, I would suspect he was told in no uncertain terms, all the shit that you've pulled in the past will not be tolerated. And I wouldn't be surprised if that's written into his contract, that you're not allowed to walk out, you're not allowed to cause disruptions, you're not allowed to try and get fired, because they saw what he did in AEW. They can get, yeah, basically zero strikes. Like, it's, we're not going to put up with your bullshit. You want to come back? That's fine. You want to prove, because he went to WWE while he was still under contract with AEW, I think last year, or maybe it was this year, it all blends, and tried to make amends. And he apologized to people. And he tried to show that, yes, he is repentant for his behavior and what he said and how he offended people, because he was trying to get back in people's good books, right? And I've said this before, and I will continue to say it, as long as he is sincere in his penitence for his actions, there's no problem, right? As long as he's all about moving forward and being the best person that he can be, that's great. That's awesome. Everybody can change. Everybody can realize they were a dick. And everybody can apologize for it and move forward. Because we all do it. But if he's just going to go back and he's going to cause the same problems that he did elsewhere and before, then just no. Nobody needs that. Nobody wants that. And somebody brought it up in chat that it's like, the WWE locker room will not tolerate his bullshit.
Well,
they will check him so hard.
But here's the other difference I want to say with this. When it comes to the two different locker rooms, AEW is very, I'm trying to think of the best way to say this, not free.
Let the good times roll.
Kane Kittens just subscribed for 10 months.
Way to interrupt yourself, dude.
Thanks for the 10 months. Appreciate it.
No problem. I'll be surprised if he makes it past WrestleMania. Like, if I think he's going to be, if he can keep his, like, you know, like she said, if he can keep his cool and be cool, WrestleMania big payday, I think after that, it'll be, you'll hardly ever see him.
See, I think they'll keep him for, like Rock said, maybe a year, maybe to 41.
Like a Brock Lesnar level. Like she said, like bring him out. Don't cram him down the throat every week. But bring him out for like, you know, a few pay-per-views. And
well, you've got a roster where it doesn't even need him to be there every week. The biggest thing with AEW was he had to be there every week because he was going to be the cash cow. He was going to be the event. In WWE, it's, we're going to feature you as a big star, but when it comes to that star, look at Roman. Look at Cody. Cody doesn't have to be there every week. He can take some time away.
God, 2K24s are going to be awesome. Kerry Sane, CM Punk.
But the thing with the differences with the locker rooms is AEW is a little more free, and it's a little more like, ooh, well we want to kind of shoot from the hip, and we're going to, you know, allow wrestlers to kind of book themselves. In WWE, it's very professional. And so even if some people may not get along, you know, I don't think it's going to be this Hangman Page, CM Punk, the Elite kind of stuff where it's, I don't know if I can get in a match with these guys and they're going to keep me safe. I think that like Becky and Charlotte are a good example of like, they may not get along great, but when they're in a match with one another, they're going to protect each other. They may get a little stiff, but they will never do anything to put someone else in a position of harm.
Business is business.
Right. And that's where I think WWE has that different edge where it's when you go into that locker room. And I think this is also the same with William Regal. And part of the reason why he left was when you walk into WWE, it is a business. You go in there, you do your job. And then, like, you know, you may not get along, but that's great. Don't ride in the same car. Just get to the next town and we're going to pay you.
There's a lot of money riding on this.
Right. With AEW, I feel like it's more, nah, we want to be the cool place to hang out and everyone wants to be here. And look, we're going to do gaming streams behind the scenes, show how all of us are together. I know that there's up, up, down, down, but it's like, that is a very niche crew.
Okay.
Not everyone's involved.
Okay. So I'm going to interrupt and give you fill in some details. Came together very last minute, according to Triple H. Every time you thought it was speculated, that was all speculation. It was not actually a thing. This was him and Nick. That's all that did this. Not anyone from Endeavor. He said they've changed. He's changed. Hunter's changed. Punk has changed. The company is, everyone's on a level playing field. And here we are. That's, so it I would say came together in the last week, to be honest with you, because everyone's been talking about it, but it's never really been a thing. So here we are. He's excited to see what happens. What happens?
Oh, sure he is.
Who knows? But that's coming from the press conference right now.
This is an investment for them. That's how they see this.
Yeah, 100%.
Tony wanted the pop. He wanted the moment. He wanted everything else. Hunter looks at this and goes, we're going to do business, you and I, and we're going to try and get as much money out of all of this as possible. And then when the time comes, we can amicably go our separate ways.
Yeah.
I think also, too, Punk is still possibly chasing that main event of WrestleMania, especially now that he has two shots at it. And it's, I think that was possibly in the promise as well, that, all right, what do you want?
And I also mentioned this Thursday when we were talking about it, finishing the story. The way AEW ended, he didn't finish his story. Now he has the opportunity to close out his story.
Oh God, we're going to get two stories are going to close at the same WrestleMania.
I mean, it could be that this is the Punk retirement tour. And like Sub said, there's a lot of money riding on this.
Yeah.
And if it goes right, Punk can retire with a nice big fat payday from WWE. He can go off. He can do his own thing. And
on a high note, on a good note. And end things with a handshake and a hug and a big fat paycheck.
And then that's what they happens. Get inducted into the fucking WWE Hall of Fame. And then
him and his
residuals.
Wife, him and his wife can get a Hall of Fame deal. It's.
Yep.
Oh, I've been waiting to say if like they can get.
She's not
a Hall of Fame, and like we can get AJ Lee back involved somehow, like on a legend.
That'd be awesome.
She's done with wrestling unless she wants to pop up or do something, but that's beside the point. But that's.
Or she was doing like WoW or something.
She was doing, yeah, something like that. But
Glow or WoW.
Whatever it was. It was WoW.
WoW. And she was Women's
the,
of Wrestling.
She was the producer or whatever. But that's basically what it was. It really wasn't actually wrestling.
That's what I think. Only legend status, you know.
But you could have her come back and work with some of the younger talent. You similar to what Trish did with Zoe Stark. You could have her work with somebody else and kind of be that influence on somebody else, whether it's on the women's roster or the men's roster.
Have somebody girls with a personality.
Oh my god, I just thought of it.
Oh god, what?
We finally get the match. AJ Lee, Zelina Vega.
Oh yeah, they could do that.
She fights herself. That would be amazing. Oh yeah, Seth not happy. Seth not happy there. Is that Corey next to him?
Yep, because it's right at the broadcast table.
Corey's just like, Seth, come on, we're going through the crowd. Let's go.
Yeah, they had to walk his ass backstage.
Can I just bring something up with you guys? This is the wrestling show.
It
has to do with Seth Rollins. It's just something I've never been able to talk to anybody about. What the fuck is with his fucking outfit?
He's the Drip King.
He's fabulous.
It's too much. I'm like, dude, it's like it's not even like.
That's the point.
Look at me. Yeah, it's like, dude, you ain't David Bowie, dude. Like, there's certain people that can pull off crazy shit like that, but them outfits just, her and Becky get more and more ridiculous every pay-per-view. I'm sorry.
So. Wow. Even Major League Baseball tweeted, look into my eyes, what do you see at CM Punk?
Well, and here's, I hate to say this, here's the thing. Him debuting with AEW was a big moment because it was CM Punk comes back to wrestling. This is a pop culture moment because he came back to WWE.
Yeah.
A place that he would never, ever, 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 ever go back to. He'll never say ever.
Rock and I messaged each other. Hell froze over. Lindsay was with, I mean, the three of us all texted. We were just like, hell has officially frozen over. CM Punk is back in the Fed.
Now I kind of wish I had watched it.
Well, that's kind of the thing. If you missed it, it's available now on Peacock. Go watch it on demand. You can watch and see what happens. It's all over social. People are talking about it. It's buzz. It's noteworthy. It's going to get you through your night. And people are really excited, really happy to see what happens next. And guess what? That's great.
Was it after Gunther and Miz?
No, it closed the show.
It was after the main.
So since you missed the start of what we were doing, so War Games ended, fading to black with the, you know, the little copyright logo on the bottom like Hunter likes to do.
Right.
3, 2, 1, look into my eyes, what do you see? It's a cult of
personality. Oh my god, that would have gave me chills. That's cool.
Gunther versus Punk, anyone?
God.
He's got the tattoos right off his titties.
So,
it would be kind of cool seeing Gunther slap the fuck out of him all around the ring. I ain't gonna lie.
You know which one I'm actually kind of looking forward to? The one that people said was calling for him.
Nakamura.
Punk and Nakamura is going to beat the fuck out of each other.
That's gonna bang, as the kids say. It's gonna bang.
It's a banger.
They're gonna cook.
There's a couple, and I mean, this happened, of course, like when Ospreay signed with AEW, and it was like, oh, look at all these dream matches. Now we've got people that you can say the same thing for in WWE, where it's like, yeah, Punk and Rollins, put the acrimony aside personally. Those two as workers can put together a damn good WrestleMania match.
Yeah, they can put together no matter what the day of the week
is. What about Punk and AJ Styles?
Yeah. That'd be good as well. But that, like, here's the thing. The one thing, when did he go to AEW? 2021, I believe, right?
Yeah. Give me just a minute.
Because the crowds came back. Crowds were back. 21.
21 or 22?
21. Because 22 he brawled out. So 21. In 2 years with All Elite Wrestling, they gave you 2 dream matches. Maybe. That's the one failure what AEW does not do.
Punk and Moxley.
But no, I was gonna say Punk and MJF is really your true dream match that you did.
But
no, the one thing, hold up before you go. the one thing they've never capitalized on in AEW, and they continue to fail at it to this day in 4+ years, is giving you big money matches with big money main eventers on a consistent basis. They failed at it. They failed at Kenny Omega versus CM Punk in any kind of variety. Whatever you want to talk about their egos, they failed at it. Same with stuff with Cody Rhodes. They failed at it, giving you big money matches. They blew CM Punk at AEW.
To be fair, he was injured a large portion of that time.
No, but it's not...
The second half... Okay.
And the brawl-out stuff. Like, there were circumstances but, why they couldn't deliver on everything with him.
But it's not just him. It's what they do. That was my point. It's a thing they do. They fail to deliver. My point was, WWE will capitalize and give you those matches that you want to see based on health, but they will deliver those matches and not waste those opportunities going, hey, in 3 years we can do this. But they're going to give it to you when it counts, not too late, which happened with Cody in AEW, which happened with Punk in AEW. The fact that we got MJF and Kenny Omega on TV, that was a shocker because that's something they wouldn't have done before. That's my point.
Yeah, AEW is really, and I mean, they're turning a little bit into the skid with this Continental Classic because they're going to have people in some matches. But in terms of, like you said, your top level A-tier main event, they deliberately keep people away from those. Even though they're like, oh, this is a dream match. Daniel Bryan versus Andrade. That's not your A-tier thing. Daniel Bryan versus CM Punk. That's your A-tier.
Yeah, that's the quality of match.
And they will never put the two of them in it.
No.
Because someone has to eat the loss. And they are so against, like, putting together a program. They're all about, like, ooh, we want to give you this one epic match, and look how great this is. Yeah, but then you've got to have stakes on it. Like, if this person loses, they lose. The closest we've seen that recently is Swerve versus Paige. Because now, Paige has lost. What happens next?
We are now seeing Becky and Charlotte sitting at a press conference table together. That's a story for another day, too. It's weird weekend.
This was, yeah, we had Randy and Jay seemingly, you know,
but no,
make amends in a match for
that,
now.
But that's story
Becky and
beef.
Charlotte.
But Charlotte and Becky have real beef. They had real beef and they're back together. Punk is back. I don't know, man. This is just
weird. We are on the weirdest timeline. And to be fair, it is the season of magic and love and things, so maybe a little magic happened tonight. I don't fucking know. Like, I think, honestly, the whole Becky Charlotte, not to deviate, but to deviate, I think they're better apart, because I think you have two very driven people, and as long as they are not on the same show, they can each do their own thing individually. But it's like when they're on the same show, they are competing against one another, and there's a little friction there.
Yeah, but to see them, like, seeing them laughing together just now...
I just wonder how much of that was also manufactured.
No, it wasn't. There was legitimate beef.
Maybe they've kissed and made up.
That seems like that's...
I think, again, this is the idea of this is a business. And though you may not always get along, you realize there's money to be made. And maybe, you know, hey, for right now, yeah, we got to work together. We got to play nice. Let's do this. Are you going to hang out?
People get along with Charlotte Flair, period.
But I mean, also, it's that thing of like, are we going to hang out outside the ring? No, we don't have to. We don't have to be buddy-buddy. But when the paycheck comes in, we're going to work for it.
That's going to be something to see what, like...
Yeah.
Let's think about this. WWE was merged with UFC this year. Vince McMahon lost all his power this year. CM Punk is back in WWE this year. What timeline are we in?
What year is it?
I don't know.
Hey, Rock,
yeah.
Who was at the show also?
Stephanie McMahon was back.
That's honestly, when Lindsay brought up the fact that there is a conditional clause in TKO about Vince McMahon as a liability, they have a contingency plan because Steph is well liked. Steph is regarded as a good business person.
And it's a way to keep McMahon in WWE.
Yeah. The only reason she's out was because Vince came back. So if need be, TKO can look at her and go, we have the power. Do you want to come back? We don't need your dad.
That's a picture.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That's a picture. But
what
just to
am
go
I looking
the,
at?
Just to go off the Steph thing, because I brought it up, it's in our chat. It's Vince is what? 73? 74? He's in his 70s.
Mm-hmm.
He's fraught with scandal. He's being investigated by the federal government, and considering the fact that he's been listed as a liability in the filings by TKO, that indicates that the investigation is not going overly well, because they're basically giving themselves an out clause just in case. So it could be that at some point in 2024, they look at Vince and they go, yeah, thanks for everything. We appreciate it, but we've all talked about it. We've all voted. We're going to go with someone younger, someone who has a better perspective, better grip on the world. And he's out, and they could bring Steph back.
So,
or they could go with somebody else.
They could do something else. So Cody's out here mocking Hunter, put on the glasses, reading the script, like about the, because he's going on last for the press conference. It's the EVP in him.
I like that Cody can poke fun at himself and at Hunter for that. And Hunter, you know, is just like, yeah, okay, all right, I'm in this role. Let's do this.
Okay, so I've seen the video of Rollins. He's angry. He's being have to be held back.
Well, like I said, you know, up until shit yesterday is when I read it. People have been told he's not coming back, and Seth is one of those people that has had legitimate beef with him for a while. So the fact that he just comes strolling out is probably like, yeah, what the fuck?
I think it's going to be one of those situations that they're going to have to sit down with people, and they're going to have to talk to people and handle this. And it's like, look, this is what's going on. This is what's happening. You know, it's all fine. And if he just has to, you know, have a separate locker room, then he has a separate locker room from people. Because the other side of it is, I don't know how Cody would necessarily do with all of this. Because didn't Punk and Cody have beef before Cody left AEW?
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's no happy.
He's no happy. I think... Yeah. Cody and Punk will be fine. I think cooler heads will at some point prevail. It's
I just okay. I love in this video, like, your focus is on Seth. You see Cody in the front, and Sammy's trying to, I think, play peacemaker for all of the people that are outside the ring. Just behind them, you have Randy and Jay having a conversation about something, and it's just like, yeah, buddy, you're cool. What's up?
Yeah, I love the, like, the handshake and, like, the hug and everything, like, going on in the background. Like, the longer you watch it, the more it, like, changes. Because if you see, like, poor JD still trying to sell in the very, very far back. Like, he's just selling in the background. And, like, Damien's like, dude, just chill.
Just chill here against the ropes. Finn's talking to, I think, Michael Cole going, like, what the hell's going on here?
And this Dominic is just confused.
What am I supposed
this
to do?
This video has a ton of layers.
So, the Hunter tweeted the photo, mighty cold day in hell.
I mean, at least they acknowledge it. Like, that's the best I could do with this, is like, at least they acknowledge that they understand what they've done. And that everybody's like, yep, this happened.
Well, like I said, I think Tony, when he did it, wanted the big pop, and he wanted, you know, he saw the dollar signs and is like, hey, this is going to be great. We're going to be the talk of everything. And then, you know, stuff happened. I think in the grand scheme of things, Hunter knows exactly what he's getting into, and he's just, we've made our bed. We're going to ride this out as long as we possibly can. And I think it's the same with Phil. It's just, we've made a handshake deal with the devils, and we're going to see it play out.
Yeah, and like I said, as long as he's penitent, as long as he's, as Hunter said, they've all changed, they've all, I'm sure, matured, and everybody behaves themselves, it's fine. But I would not be the least bit surprised if he was told, in no uncertain terms, you fuck up, we're done. We don't want you pulling this shit. Like, you play, because I guess it was LeMans maybe who said it in chat. It's hard to know. But LeMans said, or somebody said in chat, that he's not going to have the leash as what he had in AEW. He will have to play ball. And I'm sure that was explained as well, that it's like, you're not going to have the same level of freedom as what you had before. Because I very much doubt he got full creative control.
No, but he can work with the guy who's in charge of creative and get along. It's perfectly fine. Cody's response, Cody's response is, if he's willing to help, welcome aboard. And if he, and he feels this punk is hungry enough, and when CM Punk is hungry, that's the best punk you can get. He said the boys will be up and down about it, but business is business. So if he's here to help, we're doing record business. If he wants to help, welcome aboard.
And I think the thing is, Punk wants to prove to AEW. He's got a chip on his shoulder from AEW now, just like he had a chip when he left the WWE. And I think when you first saw Punk in AEW, you saw motivation. Then I think ego got involved.
Speaking of, here's a break. We have a breaking story. According to P. Windsor, one superstar has stormed out of Survivor Series, went to the locker room, grabbed the hoodie, and immediately left the building. Any guesses? Any guesses?
Not Seth.
Not Seth is correct.
Rhea Ripley.
Drew McIntyre.
Oh.
Oh.
Huh. Weird.
Not weird.
Someone just saw his spot go away.
Someone knows his contract is coming up, and all the talk has been, WWE has been sitting back going, we're in no rush to re-sign him right now. They might not be in a rush to re-sign him after this either.
I mean, I was hesitant to bring this up, but another point to be made is that they did lose someone this year, a very big featured performer for
them
this year.
They did.
And they've been very good about not filling that place. But eventually, it has to be filled.
With Phil.
No pun intended. Yeah, no pun intended. But it's, that is the other side of this, is that that spot has to go to someone, and they can give it to Phil.
By the way, before we continue on, this is CB Radio. Why not? Number two, even though we all know he's retired, some idiot named Ryback decided to tweet out this morning or say something this morning, if CM Punk returns, I retire from professional wrestling. Bye.
Yeah!
Okay. Can I just say right now, this is absolutely worth it. This is absolutely worth any money that WWE has paid for him.
Everyone should ignore anything he says, but don't ignore that by stop talking about him now. He's retired. He's gone. He's shalom. See ya. Bye. Peace. Good night, white people. We're out. If anyone remembers that reference.
Good old JSK.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, there's that. Even though he hasn't wrestled in I don't know how long, and no one gives a shit about him except for news clickbait sites.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, like, you just tweet shit. Like, what gives the fuck no what one, you say?
Yeah, I know. That was the whole point of the thing. No one.
Well, I thought you retired shit. Like 10 years ago when he got fired.
Exactly. That's the fucking point. Oh, man. So, yeah, that is, it's a weird night. A weird fucking night. Also, he tweeted,
you know, wrestlers are weird.
Also, he tweeted out, I will not be returning. He had a return to AEW. Now, can we stop just talking about him? Thank you, Internet. Just stop covering him.
One of my friends who's a wrestling fan as well saw this, and he messaged me, and he goes, well, I guess he's not the devil anymore, is he?
I don't think he's the devil, under the devil mask, no.
Oopsie!
No. Oh, man. That's Punk. More will surely come out within the next 24 to 72 to however long it takes us to get to the rack hours.
There's nerd brains being blown everywhere.
So, yeah.
Oh, I don't think brains, but that's another story.
Children. Does it say, is the internet painted white yet?
Probably. But
well, I mean, people's heads exploded. You know, the people that, yeah, you know, he'll never go back
there.
A couple people I would actually like to message right now.
Never say never in professional wrestling and sports entertainment. We said it with Cody. We say it with Punk. You say it all the time. Never say never, because guess what? Times heal all wounds. This is where
Ultimate Warrior, perfect examples.
And so does money.
Money helps.
Well, yeah. Bret Hart walking back, I think, was one of those ideas where we were like, oh, holy shit. And now twice we've had CM Punk walk through the door of WWE. Once was tangential. And I mean, we don't fully know what this agreement is yet. He just made an appearance on a pay-per-view. But the one thing is, it got everyone talking. As much as you love him, you hate him, Lindsay heard that music and the response was, oh, shit.
And they told us all along he was coming. Do you remember Hal, Brent?
The masked guy in the crowd?
No. All night long, they teased it. Long Boys, on the Slim Jim ad, they gave you the hands. All night long. Mm-hmm. They snuck it in under everyone's eyes. It was right there for the taking.
Well, and it's one of those things of being able to use the hands. It's like, oh, is that a copyright thing? Oh, is that, huh?
And it said Long Boys. And that, why would that Slim Jim ad say Long Boys? I pointed it out to you once I saw it.
Yeah, you did. It's just,
it's something. It's best.
It happened.
It happened.
That's the thing. With all of this, you can just say it happened.
It happened.
And holy shit, now we get to see where the story goes next.
Indeed. This is where I'm going to say, hey, Lindsay, you can go to bed now.
Okay, thank you, guys. Good to see you. Talk to you on Monday.
There's Lindsay. Everyone say bye, Lindsay.
Bye, Lindsay.
Bye.
So that's Lindsay. That's where we do this, and we do a thing, and there. Okay. So, Jobber's here now. Hi, Lone Jobber.
Yep, he's here.
He's here. Cool. Awesome.
Hey, Jobber, how was your night?
He's like, wait, did he drag me now? Yeah, I dragged him in now. So we'll give him a moment to catch up and try to figure out, oh, he's on the show now? We'll figure that part out here, because he's away. So he's not even by his phone at the moment. So he'll come back and be like, oh, they're talking now. So, with like that, we have the Lone Jobber. No. Okay. Cool. So there's that. I say, fuck the corner. We go to debate.
Yeah. Let's just run to the debate.
It is time for the Greater Than Great Debate.
Let's get the debate up and let's get
Wait,
this thing
there
moving.
There is one thing I do have to look up real quick.
As you do that, because I got to start the tournament. So for tonight, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, tuning in to CBR live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. If you have that Amazon Prime link to your Twitch account, it's called Prime Gaming. You can support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. It gives you an ad-free experience. Thanks to Brad for 10 months earlier as he interrupted himself to resub to the channel. Just want to make sure that's clear and note it as we go along. Tonight's Great and the Great Debate is breakfast foods. So completely opposite of Pepsi Phil, breakfast foods. Yes, right.
I mean, if I'm going to upstage anyone, I might as well upstage myself more than anything.
Mm-hmm. So what did you have to look up?
Okay, wait. Here's this. It was one of the things for the intern's corner of this week in wrestling history because something happened this week. Let's see, where is it? Okay, yeah. Undertaker debuted. Gobbledygooker. Oh, yeah. November 23rd, 2014. So just over 9 years ago, Hell also froze over when someone debuted at the Survivor Series.
The man called Stang.
Yeah. When we got the same kind of, like, fuzz and, you know, static, and then all of a sudden you saw the Scorpion and people went, what? Oh, we got static tonight, too. And people went, what?
Who? What the hell is going on here? Hell froze over again? Because that was a hell freezing over moment as well. So, with that, let's talk about breakfast foods. Why not?
Alrighty. Oh, God, I hate the way this tournament is now. It turns narrow for me.
Does it? Why?
It's like it's on mobile.
Huh. It's interesting.
It's okay. It just means I have to drag a little bit. All right, so breakfast foods, because now we're doing an abbreviated CB radio because hell froze over. So, breakfast foods, first round matchups. We have a smoothie taking on a frittata.
Smoothie.
Let's go smoothie.
Just because it's fun to say frittata.
Frittata, you say? A frittata?
A frittata. Oh, wait, he left.
He left, okay. We'll get him back here in a second. He's probably fixing stuff. Smoothie, we'll move on for that one.
Oh, he's back now. Okay.
Next.
All right, we have rice pudding taking on breakfast sushi. Why do I feel there's going to be a lot of just breakfast something or other?
Rice pudding.
Oh, hey!
I don't think my phone likes that. I'm thinking my phone doesn't like being in the Discord waiting room.
Hey, Job, how's your night going?
You know, I'm the only one here. I was on hold for like 50 minutes, and then my connection wouldn't work. So, fine.
Sorry, we were a little busy. Hell froze over, so.
I heard.
So anyway,
the only thing we have now is just waiting for JR to come back.
Please do it.
Alright, so let's go through it. We're doing breakfast foods. Let's run it. What were we doing again?
It is rice pudding and breakfast sushi.
Let's go rice pudding.
Breakfast sushi.
Jobs.
Rice pudding. So I came on the air. Same.
Okay. Rice pudding moves on. Next.
Alright, next up. Breakfast poutine. Cornbread with honey butter.
People love them poutine, so we'll go poutine.
What makes this a breakfast poutine?
It's what it says. It says breakfast poutine.
What about that?
Breakfast poutine is tots, fries, eggs, bacon, sausage, and cheese curd.
You know what? I want that one even more now. That sounds delicious.
And served with hollandaise sauce.
Not a real big fan of hollandaise sauce. We'll still go for it.
Okay. I am embracing my inner half Canadian.
Poutine will move on next.
Donuts, Swedish pancakes.
Donuts.
The Nordic in me has to say the Swedish.
Donuts, Timbits.
Donuts will move on next.
Next up, a bagel with cream cheese, so aka schmear, a fruit salad.
Oh. Mm. Bagel, yeah. Cream cheese.
Bagel.
No question on that one bit.
Bagel.
Yeah, easy bagel. Who's on next?
Dutch baby pancake, popover.
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 The Dutch baby pancake.
Dutch baby pancake and what?
Popover.
Dutch baby pancake, I guess?
Popover. We'll move on next.
Breakfast macaroni and cheese, breakfast pizza.
I was today years old when I learned there was something called breakfast mac and cheese.
Same.
That sounds gross. That sounds bad. Breakfast pizza.
Breakfast pizza.
The pizza.
Breakfast pizza.
It's legitimately a thing. I Googled it. I saw it on the list this morning and went, what? And then I looked it up. It's actually, there's many recipes for breakfast mac and cheese. But I was today years old when I learned about it. All right, next.
All right. Breakfast nachos. Scrambled eggs.
Eggs.
Scrambled eggs.
The staple.
Scrambled eggs.
Okay, wait, I have to look this up. Breakfast nachos are tortilla chips topped with sauce, breakfast sausage, eggs, beans, cheese, and lots of delicious toppings.
Very vague.
I like how they just label it lots of delicious
very,
toppings.
Very, very, very vague on that one. Yeah. Eggs moved on next.
All right, second round matchup. Smoothie rice pudding.
Smoothie.
Smoothie.
Rice pudding.
What did you say, Brent?
Smoothie.
Smoothie. We'll move on next.
Breakfast poutine donuts.
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 Donuts. We'll move on next.
Go to the nuts.
Bagel with cream cheese popovers.
Bagel.
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 Bagel. We'll move on next.
Breakfast pizza scrambled eggs.
Eggs.
Pizza.
Eggs.
Breakfast pizza.
I mean, I'm accepting that breakfast pizza is just last night's pizza warmed up in the microwave. So
no, there is actually pizza with like egg and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's fucking delicious. I'll stick with it.
Since I don't have the wheel and I don't trust,
I'm just accepting the.
All right, so since I don't have the wheel queued up because I don't trust to run it again on the computer right now, coin heads is. Pizza, eggs is tails. Coin? Heads. We did it in chat. Exclamation point coin. Pizza moved on. Next.
Smoothie donuts.
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 Smoothie.
Strawberry banana smoothie.
What'd you say, Brent?
Donut.
Coin goes tails. Donuts. Next.
Bagel with cream cheese. Breakfast pizza.
Bagel.
Bagel and cream cheese.
Bagel.
Bagel and schmear.
Bagel moves on. Next.
Donuts. Bagel with cream cheese.
Bagel.
Apple fritter.
Bagel and cream cheese.
Donut.
the trimmest, dreamy.
Donut moves on next.
All right. And back into round number ones. Eggs Benedict scones.
Eggs, scones.
Scone.
I don't eat ham. Scones.
Could you?
Is he?
Sure.
My Denny's order is the Southwest Denny's, which uses chorizo, so, you know, not so great.
Yeah. I was going to say, is it? Wait, great of you. Wait, is it?
Sort of good you. Anyway.
Yes.
There you go. Next.
I just don't like ham.
Alright, next up, sausages, breakfast quesadilla.
Sausages.
Sausage, why not?
Sausage. I'm lactose intolerant.
Sausages, we'll move on.
I'm not surprised.
Next.
Banana bread, bacon.
Bacon is overrated. Banana bread.
Everything's better with bacon.
Bacon, we'll move on. Next.
All right, next up. Belgian waffle with syrup, quiche.
Waffles.
Waffle.
Belgian waffle.
Waffle.
It's like a pancake, but actually interesting.
Waffle, we'll move on. That's an odd take. Okay, next.
True. Cheese and spinach muffins omelet.
An omelet.
An omelet. An omelet. What the fuck is a cheese and spinach muffin?
Exactly what it says it is.
Why is there spinach in a muffin?
I could understand like a cheese and spinach bagel, but not a muffin. So omelet.
Next. Well, let's put Brent's theory to a test. Next.
All right. Bacon wrapped dates or English muffin with smoked salmon?
Does bacon make dates better?
Yes.
Muffin and nuts.
Go muffin. So you're going bacon wrapped dates, Brent?
Yes.
Oh, Ash, you're 50 something, an hour late on the CM Punk talk. Go back and listen to the VOD. We talked about CM Punk for the first hour of the show. Because never say never.
There was much conversation to be had.
Never say never about CM Punk. English muffin, we'll move on. Next.
Breakfast sliders, poached eggs on toast.
Breakfast sliders. Nothing better than a slider.
Four-man spinnies.
What did you say, Brent?
Slider.
We'll move on. Next.
Breakfast fajitas, oatmeal with nuts and dried fruit.
Fajita.
Fajita.
I'm sorry, you can put whatever you want to in oatmeal. It still sucks.
Fuck you. Oatmeal's good.
Oatmeal's bland as shit.
But it's still fajita.
Still fucking good. Well, not if you make them right.
Fajita. Move on. Next.
Scones, sausages. Round two.
Sausage.
Sausage.
Sub.
Sausage.
We'll move on next. What?
Check our Discord later. Lindsay put a tweet in there.
Okay.
Oh, it's good. Bacon or Belgian waffle with syrup? Both.
Blue waffle.
Bacon or Belgian waffle with syrup? Bacon.
If I have to choose one, bacon.
Coin? Heads. Which is...
Bacon!
Bacon, next.
Bacon!
Omelette, English muffin with smoked salmon.
Omelette.
Omelette.
Smoked salmon.
Omelette.
I was just getting the one in there for smoked salmon. Next.
Smoked my own salmon, so, you know, it makes sense.
Breakfast sliders, breakfast fajitas.
Fajita.
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 A slider.
Giving countdown 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Fajita moves on. Next.
Wait, who are you? Oh, you're doing that for chat?
Yeah, counting down for chat.
Okay. Sausages or bacon?
Ooh. Sausages. No, bacon.
Sausage.
Bacon.
Bacon moves on. Next.
Omelette fajitas.
Omelette.
Omelette.
Old school omelette.
Brent?
Omelette.
Moves on. Next.
Bacon omelette.
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 Bacon.
Bacon. It's bacon. Bacon, 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 bacon.
Giving chat 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Omelette moves on. Next.
All right. Back into round number ones. We have muffins taking on shakshuka.
Oh.
Muffins?
Muffin. I don't know what the other thing is.
A shakshuka is a North African or Middle Eastern meal of poached eggs in simmering tomato sauce with spices.
Here's my answer. That sounds better.
Muffins.
Muffins still moved on. Next.
Breakfast casserole. Toast with butter.
Go basic. Toast with butter.
Rock, are you a basic bitch?
For that, yeah.
Sounds fine to me.
Yeah, toast and butter's not bad.
Sub.
Oh, I said toast and butter.
And it moves on. Next.
Huevos rancheros porridge.
Huevos rancheros.
What was the second one?
Porridge. You know, like the three bears.
Yeah, I know what Forge is. I guess I'll go Forge.
Brent, you win.
Huevos.
Moves on, next.
All right, breakfast wrap, pancakes.
Pancake.
The waffle's most basic cousin.
I'm sorry, what was that again?
That was a breakfast wrap or a pancake.
Flapjacks.
Pancake.
Pancake moves on, next.
Breakfast empanadas, avocado toast. Okay, that's the ultimate basic.
Ooh, the first one.
Empanada.
Empanada.
I guess we'll go empanadas.
Apparently don't talk shit about Sarah's toast, right?
I'm not talking shit about toast. Oh, wait, avocado toast? Yeah. Well, I mean, that is basic as shit. Are you having Ugg boots and washing it down with your PSL as well?
Apparently it's
you
good.
Probably eat it off of something from Pottery Barn, too, don't you?
Goes absolutely not.
Or maybe a Crate and Barrel? A nice little colored plate to go with it?
All right, next.
All right, you. Nutella cereal.
She says, I wash it down with wine.
There we go.
Are we just taking like a spoonful of Nutella or something, or what's going on here?
Nutella toast. You're putting it on, dipping it.
Yeah,
smearing it or whatever on the toast. Anyway, cereal.
Sure.
Cereal, especially if it's like Fruit Loops or Captain Crunch.
Cereal. We'll move on next.
Hash browns, croissant.
Hash browns, extra crispy.
Hash brown.
Croissant.
Hash browns. Not a croissant, man.
Hash brown, move on. Next.
Corned beef hash, Danish pastry.
A Danish pastry for sophisticated people.
Yeah, pastry.
Corned beef hash.
Corned beef hash.
My golly, okay.
Coin heads. Corned beef hash, moves on. Next.
All right, round number twos. Muffins or toast with butter?
Toast with butter.
Muffin.
I'm going to go butter. Muffins. I like a good muffin.
What'd you go with, Brent?
Butter.
I'm taking Matt's answer of lube as butter.
Ew.
For
like
that
an infection.
One, just let that one sit there with everyone, and we'll just move toast with butter on next.
Huevos rancheros or pancakes?
Pancake.
Huevos.
The cake.
Pancake.
Pond cake. We'll move on. Next.
Breakfast empanadas or cereal?
Cereal.
Golden Grahams.
Cereal.
Cereal. Cereal.
Moves on. Next.
Cereal, Steve. I'm super cereal.
Hash browns, corned beef hash.
Corned beef hash.
Damn, that's my camping breakfast that I always have.
I love corned beef hash.
Potatoes.
Hash browns.
Hash browns. Move on. Next.
Toast with butter. Pancakes.
Pancake.
Toast with butter.
Toast with butter.
Cakes of pan.
Toast with butter moves on. Next.
Cereal. Hash browns.
Cereal.
Cereal.
Cereals. Honey nut.
Hash brown. Ain't now cereal, because cereal's way better. I do love me some cereal.
Cereal moves on. Next.
Toast with butter. Cereal.
Toast.
Cereal.
Lucky Charms.
Cereal.
Cereal moves on. Next.
All right. And in our final round ones, we've got biscuits and gravy, crepes.
Crepe.
Biscuits and gravy.
Crepes.
Crepes. Move on. Next.
Waffles. A acai bowl.
The bowl.
Waffles.
Waffle, waffle.
Waffles and what?
Acai bowl.
Ass bowl? A bowl of ass?
Nice sub. Anyway, next.
Breakfast burrito. French toast.
French toast.
French toast, yeah.
Burrito.
French toast.
French toast. Move on. Next.
Breakfast dumplings. Breakfast enchiladas.
I'm interested in trying these dumplings.
Right?
Oh.
What'd you say, Jabs?
I don't know. it's enchilada, maybe?
Okay, Brent.
I'll go enchiladas.
Dumplings. Move on. Next.
Grits, cinnamon rolls.
Cinnamon roll.
Cinnamon roll.
Cinnamon roll.
Cinnamon roll.
Moves on, next.
Latkes with sour cream, breakfast calzone.
Latkes.
Wow. A breakfast calzone. That's crazy. I'm fine.
Calzone.
Did you say, Jabs?
Latkes.
There you go. Moves on, next.
Breakfast popovers, granola.
Popovers.
Popover, because I'm not a fucking hippie.
Granola.
Popovers, move on, next.
Because Jobber's a fucking hippie. Yogurt, quinoa bowl with veggies and egg. Dear God.
That's way too healthy. Yogurt. The yummy brand.
One is bougie as fuck and the other, I hate yogurt.
Sub.
I go yogurt.
Yogurt moves on next.
Crepes. Waffles.
Crepes.
Waffles.
Crepe.
Waffles.
Waffles.
Crepes.
Waffle will move on next.
French toast, breakfast dumplings.
French toast.
French toast.
French toast.
French toast.
French toast. We'll move on next.
Cinnamon rolls, latkes with sour cream.
Latkes.
Cinnamon rolls.
Sorry, Rock. Sticky buns.
Just when I thought you knew quality, everything changes. It's kind of sad. Next.
Breakfast popovers, yogurt.
Yogurt.
Popovers.
Popover.
Weird milk.
Popovers. Move on next.
Waffles, French toast. Ooh.
French toast.
French toast.
French toast.
You know what? I'm going to be lazy. I don't want to bring up the waffle iron. I'm going to go French toast.
French toast. Move on. Next.
Cinnamon rolls, breakfast popovers.
Cinnamon roll.
Roll.
Cinnaroll.
Rolls. Cinnaroll.
Moves on. Next.
French toast, cinnamon rolls.
Cinnabon.
What'd you say, Brent?
I didn't say anything yet. I'll go cinnamon rolls over French toast.
Sub.
French toast.
Coin. French toast. Next.
All right. Semifinals. Donuts. Omelet.
Donuts.
Omelet.
Omelet.
Donuts.
Coin. Moves omelet to the finals. Next.
Cereal. French toast.
French toast.
French toast.
Cereal.
Cookie crisp.
French toast.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
French toast is now in your finals. Time for the main event.
All right, yeah, because we don't have a third place because Challenge is a douche. Omelet.
Yeah, they do.
Yep.
Oh, lame.
We have an omelet taking on French toast.
Sub.
French toast.
Brent.
I really do enjoy me a French toast.
The toast de la France.
Jobber.
Don't really like omelets. French toast.
French toast is your winner. Good debate.
Yay.
You know, when all is said and done tonight, we're going to remember this debate. It was the biggest thing that happened.
Yeah.
Biggest thing in the history of our sport.
It's time for the Presidential Minute with the Lone Jobber. Lone Jobber.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Lone Jobber, or as you may know it, Mr. Holiday. Even though I really haven't done too many holiday shows. Oh, that's a problem. We need to fix that. Rock, schedule me next month. Which day? Choose a bunch of them. So the other day was Thanksgiving. Great day. I hate it. I had to work it. We had so much food. So much food. You know the fun thing about working where I was? For the first hour or so, the smoke detector was going off. It was just blaring the entire time. That was cool. And then at the end, we didn't have enough turkey for Thanksgiving. That was cool. I mean, the reason is last year we had, we needed four times as much prime rib compared to turkey. So this year, that's what we did. We have so much prime rib left over. We had people mad there was no turkey. And then after all that's done, everyone leaves. I have to clean up by myself. I had to stay an extra hour. When I had to go home to have the dinner that I made, that I prepped up. Because I have to prep up my own Thanksgiving dinner, even though I speed 600-700 just before. Hey, but at least yesterday I got to go up, drive a couple hours, went to Spokane, saw Trans-Siberian Orchestra. It's kind of my Black Friday tradition. Great show. I would highly suggest it. Rock, how much more time do I have left?
You went over a minute.
Cool. Saw the show, Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Highly suggest it. I took a lot of pictures. You can find it on my Facebook. I don't know. Or Facebook.com/LoneJobber. That's most likely what it is.
So, before, as we wrap, NFL picks are non-existent right now because I can't get into the account. Because I don't remember the password, and guess what, Jobs?
Sure, bro.
It is cbradio@ewazone.com. We don't have emails there anymore. So
we'll see.
So,
God damn it!
I broke him. I broke him. That's my win for the night.
Oh, it was
awesome. Anyway, that'll do it for Super Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Tomorrow night, it's WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio at 10 p.m. Eastern. What are Brent and Tim talking about? Survivor Series. Duh.
Why?
I don't know.
Just nothing happened.
Nothing happened. Monday night, it's a Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. The Rack is live Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. You can check out Cibarillo Not So Live, which aired this past week. Where we talked to AEW Full Gear. It's available now. So there's that. Next Saturday, 16 years of CB Radio. And the impeachment trial of Lone Jobber next week. Live right here on CB Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta get those papers together.
Yeah, I'll work on it.
So, we'll have that's the show next week. The trial. Will he stay president? We'll find out. We'll put the power in the people's hands. It'll be a vote. People like Lone Jobber, I think. We'll figure it out.
We'll stay.
It's Wild Talk Radio. At CBRadio, at Kinkins, at Lone Jobber, at Wade Manson. It's facebook.com/CBRadioLive, twitter.com/CBRadioLive, and the website
CBRadioLive.com.
Final thoughts up.
Let's get him out of here. It's time that Jobber's reign comes to an end. You don't have no time for us anymore, so let's do the right thing. Let's make CB Radio great again. And get Jobber out of there. Good night. That's what happens when you pull my space fucking army funding, bitch.
Brent?
You said you invaded France.
I think we pretty much said what we needed to today. I don't even know what is happening anymore after tonight. We'll find out later.
Jobs.
Vote Jobber! Again! Please?
It's too early for that. You're early for that. Next week, you please.
Vote early, vote often.
Really fell off, and I think it's impeachment.cbradiolive.com or something like that. Figure it out. Anywho, is it impeach?
Anywho,
no, that's trial. What trial? Impeachment.cbradiolive.com. That's the website for that. There'll be a poll up there after the trial. So there you go. 16 years next Saturday. Cool. This has been CB Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Remember to use credit card Rocket Sock in the Fortnite item shop. Especially next Saturday. The new season starts and ends next week. Hashtag Epic Partner. See you next Saturday night. Long the arrows of the Wild Talk Radio Network. Streaming live at wildtalkradio.com. Twitch.tv/WTRLive and
CBRadioLive.com.